Have you felt the world has lost its mind? That people don't have common sense anymore? Don't fear. This Common Sensocrat is here and you're not alone. You may agree, disagree, or just want to listen. If you're always up for a good time with some humor and some real talk, then you are in the right place. I'm going to update you all with the latest news in politics, culture, lifestyle, fashion, so much more. I am your host, Carrington Rowe, so gear up for the harshest truth, not the sweetest lie. Let's go. Hey, Common Sensocrats, welcome to Fun Friday. We have our series going on where we are talking with the Princess Chloe about the show The Prince on HBO Max. Now, Princess Chloe is a little under the weather today. I did drink with her a little bit, but damn, she went a little too hard due to the recent Harry and Meghan cover of Time magazine. Or actually, it's more Meghan and Harry, because like Harry's behind her like a little girl. So tell us about your perspective the best you can, Princess Chloe. I apologize, Common Sensocrat audience. I'm having a really, really hard time today. And I know it's like late afternoon, but there's a reason we're running a little late. I'm just, oh God, I'm sorry. It's okay. Yeah, so guys, we're still gonna be doing commentary, but we're gonna get right to it. She had a really rough go, but you're good. She's nodding to me that she's good. So tell us why did you drink so much about the Meghan and Harry magazine cover? Why did you do that? I'm just over it. No, you're not. No, I'm not. But them being called the top 100 influential people, I don't understand, because they're not. Like I said, I love my cousin. I love him. I love them. Like they're my family. But influential? Really? I mean, I was the original Fleer of the royal family. So is it more of a jealousy thing, or just angry that they're actually called influential when they're not really? I mean, what's your whole thing on it? Of course, everyone knows I'm, well, kind of jealous. I'm jealous, but not really jealous. I really don't know how I feel about everything anymore. I just don't know. But the fact is that Harry looked like a little girl. Excuse me. I'm okay. Harry looked a little like a little girl behind Meghan. So I did laugh at that. I think that's why I drank so much, because I was laughing more than crying. Yeah, you did cry a little bit. You were crying a little bit. A little bit. Just a little bit. Right. Anyway, let's get started on this. Carrington, Common Sensocrat, wherever we are, let's talk about what we're going to be watching. Sorry, I got to run to the bathroom. Oh, okay. Yep, there she goes. So anyway, today we're going to be watching the episode 5 called Charity. And, false alarm. Okay, sorry, she's running back, folks. So she's coming back. So now we're going to get started on episode 5 called Charity. Are you good? Are you okay? I'm good. Okay. Just false alarm. I've got my little remedy right here. So, oh, good. Okay. All right, let's, get started and, do my best to keep an eye on her. So let's do it. Now, of course, I skipped the intro again, like usual now. Again, for those of you that don't know, it has all the iconic places like Big Ben and the Globe and Tower Bridge and, yeah, anyway.
Oh, God. Tonight, the was a royal throwdown between the Queen of England and the Queen of QVC herself, Lisa Rinna. So, Lisa, where did you leave it with the Queen? Are you banned from England?
No, the Queen and I are totally fine. We talked it over, and it was honestly just a misunderstanding. We're getting tea next week.
All right, good to hear. Megan, you seem pretty angry with Doreed over her behavior with the Queen's guards.
I just thought it was completely inappropriate. And I just think if you're going to pretend to have a British accent, maybe you can pretend to know the British customs, too.
I mean, that's true, though.
Okay, we're going to go to the phones. Caller, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, big fan.
Aw, thanks.
I love everything you do, and I've been watching you since I was three, and I love it.
Thanks, caller. What's your question?
Sorry. Oh, my question is for Megan. Megan, besides Holder of Briefcase 24 on Deal or No Deal, what do you think your most impactful role was?
Is this George?
I thought I made my voice sound different enough when I called in, but nuh-uh.
It was a very good effort, Your Royal Highness.
Thanks, O. Ooh, put in my diary that I have a microcurrent facial with Joanna Vargas at 5 o'clock Monday.
Sir, I believe you have the Queen's charity event for Gorgonsteins, then.
What the fuck is Gorgonsteins? I've never even heard of that.
I'm not actually sure myself, sir.
Ugh, so what am I wearing to this event I just found out about?
I took the liberty of setting something aside, sir.
Ooh, who would have fucking guessed? A Peter Pan collared shirt with blue shorts. The same outfit you suggest every event.
I think you look very nice in this outfit, sir.
You know, maybe it's my fault. Taking fashion advice from someone who's worn the same uniform every day for 55 years.
It's protocol, sir.
You know, I have a uniform too, but I accessorize it. I wore a scarf with it just the other day.
Burberry tartan will never go out of style. But you wouldn't know anything about that.
I feel very inadequate. I am very stupid, sir.
Oh, it's all right. Don't cry. Jesus. I'm just stressed, okay? Give yourself a hug for me. Go on. Do it.
Give yourself a hug.
Did my hug make you feel better? Good. Now, I don't want to look nice. I want to look iconic. I need a stylist. Who does this Kaylee Cuoco? She always looks cute and fresh.
I don't know who that is, sir.
You don't know who anyone is.
Brad Goreski styles her. I'm gonna DM him.
Brad Goreski!
I don't blame you, Owen. You just don't know any better. Give yourself a little playful punch on the shoulder. There you go.
Okay. Oh my gosh, we have to stop and talk about that. There's so much going on. But I love the fact that Megan is on... on the Who's Watching Live show with Andy Cohen. That is amazing. I wouldn't even be surprised if she ended up on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I really wouldn't at this point. I think that's another reason why I was drinking, because maybe it could come true. Didn't you have a dream about that the other night? That she was actually a housewife and you were in it? Oh, God, don't get me started. Oh, God. Don't get me started on it. Sorry. Anyway. But yeah, that was really cute. Just Prince George is such a diva. But, he is. I know that. But, there's so much going on in this thing. I just love that he's like, I've been a fan of you since you were three. Lord. Oh, love how desperate he is to get attention. It's really lovely. But poor Owen, he can't get a break, can he? He just can't. Poor Owen. Anyway, but I think he's fabulous. I love Owen. I do too. Poor Owen, he's just like, I guess I'm just inadequate. I don't know anything. Oh, but I love that the Burberry design is Burberry. It's Burberry. You are right. I'm very proud of you. Not a lot of people know that. It's Burberry. In London, we say Burberry, and that is how you pronounce it. Remember that, folks. It's Burberry, not Burberry. Burberry. Just saying. Anyway, moving on, because we are getting more into Charlotte now.
The documents, but I'm going to need more time.
Uh-oh.
Hi, George.
What? Were you just... Never mind.
She set up a tea. She set up a tea. She, for those of you who haven't seen it yet, she just set up She's all by herself, like, doing her call, and then all of a sudden he comes back, George comes back, and she's pretending she's sipping tea. I just love her right now. Oh, now we've got Louie doing push-ups.
Spot me, boy. Spot
or weight training.
Me, son. Yeah. Georgie. Georgie. Get here. Now.
Oh, my God. All right, here we go. Now we're getting into the dinner.
Hey, who'd you have to fuck to get a mimosa around here?
I apologize, Your Royal Highness, right away.
Make it two, Mary.
Oh, I'll have another as well.
Maybe just orange juice for Kate.
Maybe just champagne.
Oh, my God.
A little buzzy-buzzy for my good boy.
Hmm? Bunny, Camilla had a smashing idea. Yes, darling, we decided. She's going to co-host the Gorgonstein's charity event with you, Mummy.
She couldn't co-host a shit.
That's hilarious, Gan Gan. I don't really get it, but it's still hilarious.
Get him a bib, you half-wit.
Mummy and Camilla, Camilla and Mummy, you two are going to smash it.
The only thing I'm going to smash right now is your thick head. And what the bloody hell is Gorgonstein's?
It's that disease, right?
I thought it was a type of plant.
Could it be both? I'm warning you all right now, though. Camilla is an amazing speaker, and she has a barn burner of a speech all locked and loaded. Care to give us a little sneak preview, Camilla?
Oh, God.
Ooh, she's saving all for the big night.
Yeah, I don't really get her appeal yet, to be honest.
Yeah, not a lot of people do, even still. I hate to say that, but it's the truth, isn't it? Oh, absolutely. Because it's true. No, but I get it. You know, he loves her and everything. But Charles, I mean, loves her. But, I just haven't... I mean, she's a nice lady, but I just don't see the appeal. She's the appeal. She's not a... She's just not... a princess, and I hate to say that, but she's not. But I love that. Maybe just orange juice, maybe just champagne. I know, that was hysterical. I'm more like, give me more champagne, less orange juice. Thanks. And that's the way to drink a mimosa. Just saying, folks. Anyway, do you have any more commentary about this? What about the queen? I'm sure you have some thoughts about the queen. Oh gosh, the queen. She adored Philip, though. Adored him. But the fact that he's drinking a mimosa out of... Oh my gosh. Out of a literal vial and... Out of a literal vial. He's drinking a mimosa out of that and not a glass. I don't understand. I'm so glad. I know I will keep saying this, but I'm so glad they waited to release this after he passed away. Because, wow, they make fun of him so much and his condition in this show. And it's not nice, but it's still kind of funny the way the Queen reacts to it in the show. But anyway, let's continue, shall we? Yes.
Can you stop with the fucking gum?
Oh, wait, I can't stand that either.
All right. I know we've been short-staffed lately, so I think you'll be excited to hear I'm interviewing a young lad later today. Please make him feel at home, as he'll most likely die here along with the rest of us. I hope the new guy's heart. Stop. You think? He could be our third. I thought we were just joking about that. Oh, yeah, we totally were. I was just doing a joke off of that. Oh. Look, if you're bored... I'm not!
Hey, Common Sensocrats, make sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on Spotify, Google, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I am also updating videos for my YouTube and Rumble channel, but definitely subscribe to those anyway. So hit that button that looks like a bell so you can immediately get notified when those videos are released. Like and follow on all of the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Getter. Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, and of course, follow me on commonsensocrats.locals.com. If you have any suggestions on topics that you want me to cover and or have any questions, don't hesitate to email common.sensocrat@gmail.com. And now, back to the show. Oh, I wonder if the new lad. Oh, I wonder who the new person will be. I know, but I love that he said that. Like, he'll die here like the rest of us. That's so true. There are a lot of staff at Buckingham Palace that have been there since they were literally like 13. They've been there since they were kids. It's amazing. I know. But that's a very important job, though, I hear. Like, if you get to become the staff at Buckingham Palace, like, you're set for life. As long as you choose to stay. Oh, absolutely. And those, the staff are incredible. They are so committed to their jobs. They will do anything. Like, anything they ask. Well, they have to. But I'm just saying, though, the ones who are so loyal, they've been there since they were like children. It's so wonderful. But anyway, let's keep going, because I want to meet who the new staff member is.
So here's the deal, Brad.
Brad!
I have a big charity event this Monday for Gorgonsteins. You're familiar?
Of course. So sad.
Right. So, I want to look cheap, but I don't want to look like I'm trying too hard. What's on trend right now? What do you love?
Well, I love what Balmain is doing with their summer collection, Balenciaga sneakers. I think crossbody bags are...
Stop right there. I love everything you're saying. I think we're going to be best friends. See, Owen? Brad gets fashion like I get fashion. What do you think of Burberry Tartan?
Oh, God, it's so tired.
Totally.
Oh, my God. By the way, fun fact about Brad Goreski, him and Gary Jannetty, who plays Prince George, they're together in real life. So, just saying. Anyway, moving on. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, it's kind of romantic. They have him on a show. I know. Well, that's kind of how you do it, right? Especially if you're dating. He's already kind of a TV icon anyway. Brad Goreski, for those of you that know him, he's a big fashion stylist in LA. And I've been following him for years. Yeah, I mean, he's not bad, actually. Like, he's good. But what he says, I'm like, yeah. It's, you know, me with my fashion. So I love it. Oh, I do. I've seen your closet. Yeah, you will not try on my own designer boots. Unless you ask first. I don't mind if you wear them. Although I'm also kind of sad that we wear the same shoe size. Because now I have to really keep an eye on my clothes. I know. I'm being harsh. You can borrow them anytime you want. Thank you. They're beautiful. Thank you. Anyway, let's move on to see who the new staffer is, shall we? Because it looks like we're about to get there.
Ah, you must be here for the job interview.
I knew it!
Well, come in.
It's one of the monsters! It's one of the monsters!
We're looking for a rock star. An all-round team player with a high degree of coordination, mental fortitude, and most importantly, thick skin. Turnover can be high, but if you can get through the first couple of years, it's the best job in the world.
Hey, Philip shit all over the stairs again. I go up, I'm a break.
Oh, God.
Exciting stuff happening all the time here. Let's see your CV.
Is it crumpled?
Not much hospitality experience. And I don't see a name on here. I think this is just a napkin.
Key bean.
I don't know what that means. Is that your name?
Key bean.
Kevin? Your name's Kevin?
Kevin.
Kevin, you're hired.
No.
And if you have any friends who you think might be up to the task, let us know. Or any family.
No.
No. Family.
All right, lad.
Oh,
here's an apron and a shit bucket. Welcome aboard.
Oh, my God. Sorry, I thought it was going to be a new scene. But, oh, that's so sad, though. But he's getting his revenge. So, okay, so now the name is Kevin. The monster's name is Kevin. Now we don't have to call him the monster anymore. It is now Kevin. So, but that's so sad that his last memory of this burning family. I just, oh my God, I can't. It's just so sad to me. I know. He's just like, Kevin. I wanted to say, it sounded like kind of, he's saying, and this might be my hangover, but I think he's also saying, like, key bean, like, coffee bean. Oh, I thought you were more of a tea person. I do love tea, but I was just thinking of coffee bean. Yeah, that is your hangover. Whoa, that's scary that you're thinking of coffee and not tea. Tea bean? There's no... Never mind. Anyway, let's move on, shall we?
It seems so boring. Too safe. Ugh, and it feels cheap.
It's Armani. Armani
Exchange?
Armani. But I totally get it. Don't worry. Why don't we try the next look? I have a feeling you'll love it.
Fine. Ugh, none of these outfits are even worth doing a montage.
You look amazing, and it's definitely not boring.
Oh my God, it's orange.
I look like a chubby little Lorax.
No way. I think you look great, and it really brings out your eyes.
I look like I should be directing air traffic at Heathrow.
Are there a lot more of these?
Just the two. Why would you even fucking suggest this?
But you asked for this suit to be shipped from Milan.
Yeah, well, I didn't ask for your attitude. Does that come complimentary with your shit service? Owen, see this man out.
I'm sorry, Mr. Crisk.
It's all right. I used to dress Anne Hathaway.
I used to dress Anne Hathaway. That's so good. Oh my gosh, that's good. Anyway, but I wonder if this is like their relationship in real life. You know, he picked something out and he said, this is a piece of shit. I doubt it, but still, that's funny. I'm just picturing them in their closet going over things. I don't know, but that would be fun. Can I wear that really fun jacket, by the way, for tomorrow? What are you doing tomorrow? I'm going to a party, and I thought, you know, I could wear that jacket. Oh, we'll talk about it, because, yeah. All right, we'll talk about it. Anyway, let's go.
Thank you for all you're doing with Gorgonsteins.
No, thank you. We couldn't do it without your help.
Oh, we met at last year's garden party. Do you remember me? Patsy. Yes, of course, Patsy. I saw you the second you walked in and I said, there's dear Patsy.
Kill me.
You never should have told me to get a stylist, Owen. Brad stunk.
I apologize, sir.
Stop trying to change me. I'm iconic. I always have been. Right?
Quite right, sir.
I'll take one of those. Ooh, never mind. Does he have Gorgonsteins?
Oh my God.
Everyone gather round. As you all know, my two favorite girls put together this brilliant event for Gorgonsteins. Mummy, you're always talking about charity. Why, I remember you mentioning it the first time we met. I was 7, I believe, and you looked at me and said, who is this charity case? So inspiring. Now to the main event. Camilla has a little speech prepared that's going to knock your socks off.
Come on, darling. You can do it.
She's like, no.
Sugar cube? There we go.
Oh my God. Oh my God. She looks scary. And then a storm comes. So Kevin was enjoying the rain. So that's what that was. But I love that it just rains right as soon as Camilla's about to speak. I wonder if we'll ever hear Camilla speak in the show. It doesn't look like it. Oh, it's one of those things. It'll build and then she'll say like one word in the last episode or something. That's a good point. And I thought about it. I don't really need your jacket tomorrow night at the party. I was going to let you borrow it. All right, TBD. Okay.
Now that we're finally alone, William, we need to talk.
About what?
Us. I'm not sure if you don't care about me or if it's that you don't care about anything at all.
That's not fair.
I don't know when you stop trying, but it's like you're on autopilot.
That's not fair.
See? Oh, I can't take it any longer. Smash a vase.
You're being unreasonable. Stop your foot.
And I'm trapped in monotony. A charity event today, an award ceremony tomorrow, fundraisers, dinners, over and over and over. I can't live like this. I married you because I loved you, and now I'm not sure I love anything at all. I'm unhappy, William.
Who isn't?
Scream.
Get a hold of yourself. How dare you? I'll sleep in the guest palace tonight. Slam the door behind me.
Shall I cry, ma'am?
Oh, no, thank you. I'll do it myself. I've got to get out of here.
Whoa, that's it? Huh. Well, that took a turn. I know. I know that Kate and William are very happy, though. I mean, they have their ups and downs. What married couple doesn't? But, no, Kate and William are doing okay. That I can confirm. You sure? Because I like them. I really do. I'm rooting for them. Why are you not, are you not rooting for Harry and Meghan? I'm rooting for Harry and Meghan because they decided to do this big thing and leave the royal family. So it would be more embarrassing for both of them if they did what they did. Like, they fled the royal family, left, gave up their titles and everything, and then they got a divorce. That's kind of embarrassing. Oh no. I have dreams that they're going to get divorced. Yes. Well, we shall see what happens. But you go rest because your eyes are literally turning way more red than that blanket over there. Although it has my Wonder Woman. It's Wonder Woman. So it's my Wonder Woman blanket if you want to wear that. It's very cozy and fleece-like. So you could wear that. Okay. Yeah. But all right, common sensocrat audience. I'm sorry I wasn't as entertaining today. But I need to rest. I went hard last night. Shouldn't have done that, but here I am. So I'm gonna go drink my concoction. You don't wanna know what's in it, it's very disgusting, but it works. But everybody has their remedies. They do. All right, we'll go get some rest, and thank you, Common Sensocrats, for listening. I know this was a very, very quick commentary. But please look out for the new Satire Day tomorrow, and look out for some new episodes next week. And until next time, everybody, bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and rate 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts. I need to spread the word as much as possible about this podcast, and you all are such a big help for that. So thank you so much, and I look forward to you all to listen to the next episode.